We are going to update you on an accident that we originally talked about that occurred on August 5th. About 7 o'clock in the morning that same day, our dispatchers received a call from an individual named Denson Martin. He told them that he had hit someone and that he had thought it was a deer. We sent officers to respond and meet with him, and when they met with him, they found a red 1994 Ford Thunderbird that had some new damage to the right front, and it was consistent with damage that would be received if the vehicle had struck a soft object. An investigator with our police department met with Martin, and he was told that Martin was driving north on Holloman Drive South around the time of the reported accident. He told the investigator that another vehicle was traveling towards him, and it had its bright lights on. And he said at that time, because of the bright lights, he struck what he first thought was a deer. He said that whenever the object flew into the air and over his vehicle, that's when he realized that he had struck a person. He said that he did get out of the vehicle to check on the victim, but he couldn't call 911 because he didn't have a phone. And at that time, he told the vehicle that he was going to go for help. He told the investigator he drove to Rattler's Country Store, located just down the block. He said that he stopped at the store, yelled for the clerk to call 911, and then he went back to an apartment and told his friends what had happened. Our investigator did obtain surveillance video from the Rattler's Country Store, and when he reviewed that video, it did not show Martin's vehicle at the store or show Martin enter the store at any time around the accident. Because of this, and based on all of the information gathered, they were able to obtain a warrant for Martin's arrest. They got that warrant on Wednesday, and at about noon today, they were able to have Walker County Sheriff's Office arrest Mr. Martin.